Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Old Man River, that old man river. He don't say nothing, but he must know something. That old man river. There we go. Okay. We ready? Okay, welcome to today's pre-show for the 10th of November, 2021. I'm Phil Hendry wearing this checkered shirt, which they say is a bad thing to wear on video, but I'm probably a bad thing to see on video. But I like my face because it has character. I have a rugged homeliness about me. You know, you've heard of rugged handsome? I'm rugged homely. Now, in my life, starting with the beautiful woman that is currently and will always forevermore be my girl, Jackie, she thinks I'm handsome. Okay, I'll let her have that illusion. This is this commercial for cat litter called Slide, and it shows these cats dancing in a disco. And it bugs me. I don't like to see cats having that much fun. Anyway, just kidding.
Hey,
my voice is kind of fucked up. Okay, so work the mic, Phil. Get up on the fucking microphone. Today, we're going to prep another classic hour. This will be hour three of our five-hour, or segment three, or show three, of our five-show classic week, which I'm having a good time doing. I hope you guys are digging it. Are you digging it? Are you digging it, huh? Today, yesterday, I should say, we did Bobby Doolittle. The day before, we had Steve Bozell talking about Y2K. And it's very interesting to see the comments, people who remember the shows, people who are not around for those shows. And I am doing it for those people who are not around, or, you know, either we're not yet fully, you know, because God almighty, 25 years ago, there's people who've grown to adulthood and would have been infants or small children when we were doing the show on KFI. They weren't even fucking born when we were doing the show in Miami and Minneapolis before that, Atlanta before that, and here in Ventura at KVEN, at the late, great KVEN. And let's be honest, it was great because of me. I'm just kidding around. It was great because we had Frank Haynes, we had Rich Galano, we had a lot of great people. We had Kenneth, Dave, and Bob. And who else did we have, man? Frank Haynes, me, Rich Galano, Dave, and Bob. I guess Bruce Williams did they brought in syndicated for Afternoon Drive. I did 1 to 4 in the afternoon on KVEN. I will never forget those days as long as what a great learning experience. They thought I was fucking out of my mind there. And they were right. They were right. I was nuts. What am I doing? Let me go to the search here. Let's try this one. I'm looking for a best of, or excuse me, yeah, I'm looking for a classic show to do here. What is this? All right, okay, so why don't we do this? Let's go to a character clip and go to Margaret, right? Margaret Gray. Let's see what Margaret's up to here. Let's see if we have any classic cuts from Margo. What do you think, Margo? Wow, I'm gonna really go back here, man. 2013. Margaret's been in every fucking show since 2006. Hour one, Thursday, November 24th, 2005. Margaret Gray is on to discuss her new book, Game Over. In her book, she tells her readers that women who get plastic surgery are desperate to get laid. I don't know. 2001. God damn. We got some old ass fucking shit from her, man. Colleen Kristen Brewster. Let's see. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know if we have any individual cuts of her or not. short guy named Brad Rifkin, owner of Old Boot Tavern. You know what? I'm going to try something else. Let's try Jay Santos. Let's see what we got here, man. Is that it? Oh, no shit. Well, so what happened to these character clips, man? Oh, wow. Okay. Fuck. By category? Let me see. Date by category. Character clips. Let's check this out. You know what? I don't know, man. Chris Norton, we got a bunch of these. This is from January 23rd. How to Kiss Your Boss's Ass, March 27th. What the fuck?
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
This gentleman is a telemarketer from the South Bay, but he is on our program tonight to... me a lot.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
So it's never, okay, me and my friends.
A way of communicating.
You
go to a
same, sir.
Another thing, I mean, you have any control over what I do.
All right, well, let me ask you just something.
If I have a kid.
Honey, I mean, that's why I don't. I want a guy with class. That's, oh, what a.
Cracking up, huh?
Yeah. No. And it is.
686, Kelly.
I think it's the sexuality. I don't know if you've ever noticed.
Either those women are...
Sports jacket, a linen sports jacket that I push down, basically, down my butt. I mean, down near my butt. And then ran. And then jogged. And it was probably about a 95-degree day.
For how many miles?
10.
Let's go over to Mary. Mary, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I've heard all the BS and everything concerning the BO and all that good stuff. And you know what? The only thing I've got to say is I've heard so much about BO and BS that, you know what? That man is so full of so much BS about his BO and everything.
I got to do this one. I don't know what it's about, but I got to do this. Chris Norton discusses a technique called Chris Norton Clean Break 2006 that keeps the women he sleeps with off his back from January 2006. I got to roll this one, man. All right. So that's it for the pre-show. B.O. Yeah, okay, Chris, thanks.